This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did my due diligence on Netflix last night. WrestleMania 13.
God, that's awesome, man.
1997, baby. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bret the Hitman Hart. I'm sure you've seen that picture before where Austin's bloody face is pouring down. Yeah, that was WrestleMania 13. Tonight,
that's cool.
Maybe we get into WrestleMania 14 before we get into the college football, because that is amazing WrestleMania. That's Mike Tyson, baby.
That to me, what they're doing with that WrestleMania stuff and have that whole collection available is just brilliant. I wish the NFL would do that for all. Like we talked about yesterday, I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, damn, if I was sitting at home today and had nothing to do, I just pick a random game that I want to watch from the 80s or something like that. You know, maybe some uniforms you used to like back in the day. And the NFL needs to do that, man. Make every game that you ever had available on TV available for like some sort of subscription like Netflix is doing with the WWE. I think it's awesome.
I would do that every day.
Would you not watch a game every day?
100%.
I know I would.
Yes.
Parts of a game or, you know, hey, Browns Jets from 86. I love those Jet uniforms and, you know, Browns old stadium. Hey, put that on. That's nostalgia. Or something comes up in life and they're talking about, oh, yeah, back in the city. Go to that game and watch it. And so you can actually see what went on instead of just hearing about what went on, you know? I think it'd be fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Actually, for me, it's like, okay, I've talked a lot about these guys, learned about these guys, read about these guys, maybe watch some YouTube clips, let's watch some games. Let's watch all these and let's form my own opinion.
Yeah. Go back and watch the 90s Chiefs, you know, and whatnot, and get a feel for what it was like. Really go back and watch the Chiefs of the mid-80s to understand where they were and where they are right now.
Go back and watch The Mask and see what Cameron Diaz looked like. You ever seen that movie?
The Mask.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah. Like that old movie. Wasn't Sharon the Mask?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, that movie, The Mask.
Stanley Ipkiss.
Okay. There was a TV show, I think, called Mask as well with Corky.
Oh. I don't know.
And Cher, I think, was in that.
Never heard of him.
Life Goes On, maybe it was called. I think it was called Mask with Corky. Look that up.
We all wear masks, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, we do.
An animated show for one season now, in 1985.
No, it was not animated. Definitely not.
Somebody says, what, Dusty? No secret Stranger Things episodes? Yeah, y'all got duped and you shut down Netflix. Did you see that? They said there apparently there's a ninth episode.
What?
That they said they were going to release, and then like everybody went to Netflix last night and it shut down.
Oh, really?
That's what I saw on the internet, and they say what's on the internet is always true.
Always true.
So, at least that's what I was. I saw
and the media too.
I just saw screenshots of it because I think that's what it was.
How many people canceled their Netflix subscriptions after the final episode of Stranger Things?
Probably nobody, because they just forget to.
You got to get that Rocket app and cancel whatever they show on TV. Look at all your subscriptions.
Damn, that was so. Cameron Diaz in The Mask or Cameron Diaz in Something About Mary?
Something About Mary.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, for me, it's not even close. So we're on opposite fields there.
Yeah.
For those of you that all saw the news yesterday, allegedly, Rashee Rice could be in some hot water. Looks like there was some posts that were released from a former girlfriend of what looks like domestic violence. Again, these are all allegations. This is allegedly speaking. I don't know anything until it's proven. I'm going to tell you exactly what I feel about this. I probably feel the same way you feel, but I don't know anything because nothing has been proven. This is the process we will go through. It does not look good. I will tell you that. It does not look good. Allegedly, he is facing some, that could be some big trouble. And we've seen this before in the past and what this normally means. He will be entering his fourth season as a Chiefs player. He will be looking to get a contract soon. And
there was talk this off before the season started that him and Trent McDuffie would be two that they would target after the season to sign.
Yeah.
That may not be the case anymore.
And I think the one thing that we have to do in this world, whether you like it or not, whether you are a fan of this or not, you have to wait out the process.
Yes,
and
you do.
I don't have any sort of, you know, I didn't dive into this whole thing. I probably had the same reaction you guys had. Well, this doesn't look good. This looks like we're going to be out another receiver. I hear you. But allegedly these things come out and we have to wait for the process. We just did this with Xavier Worthy. If you don't remember that,
yep.
We had that process that happened as well. And then everything came out and you're like, okay, well now my opinion has shifted. So again, this is the way of the world these days. We have the internet, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have Snapchat, we have Facebook, we have all this stuff that can come out, and pictures are worth 1,000 words, right? We all saw the photos, we saw what they looked like, and you go, oh boy. So it's not looking good, though. I will say that because you, this is not, you know.
I will say this. The Chiefs released a statement yesterday that said they were aware of the situation. Correct. And that's where I am. And I think that's where you are, too. We're aware of the situation. There's not much more we can say about that situation because we don't know anything about that situation. We all have seen the allegations. Mm-hmm. You have seen what I have seen, what Dusty has seen, what Mac has seen. We've all got, you know, our opinions on things. You can have your opinion on things. But again, I mean, until we know what's going on, there's really nothing to talk about right now, you know, with this situation. Does it potentially change things for the offseason? Yeah, you bet it does. And I'm sure there's a lot of people right now scrambling over there at One Arrowhead Drive trying to figure out what these steps are going to be and whatnot, you know, moving forward. Because I mean,
because if this is true, it's strike two.
It is, yeah, and you don't get the benefit of the doubt.
And strike one was a pretty massive strike.
It was
with the traffic stuff.
Yeah, it really was, like 6-game suspension and all of that, and a lot of people thought it should have been more for Rashee Rice, and so yeah, this is if this is, you know, true, and this is allegation, this is another big strike potentially, you know, for Rashee Rice. But again, we have to let this whole thing play out. We can't jump to conclusions right now, and you know, cut players or do whatever, you know, folks want. We have to, you know, kind of let the legal system and all that kind of stuff take its course, as we do with everything right now. But you also have to have backup plans if you're the Chiefs, right? You have to start thinking, okay, maybe wide receiver is a bigger area that we need to fix. And now all of a sudden, instead of being able to fix running back for lack of a better position, now we have to fix wide receiver. Yeah. Not that he didn't need to fix wide receiver beforehand.
Yeah. It just becomes an even bigger priority. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just can't really have those conversations yet until we know anything, right? So, yeah, just kind of up in the air.
And I would assume something that is of this serious matter, you will all know something at the same time
do.
Like, we're all on the same page here. Like, I know some of you people will ask, like, you know, where do you get your information? Do you have any information? We've been at a wedding where we were asked information about things. We know as much as you. And our reactions were probably the same as your reactions. And now it's the process of, like, it's hit, it's sunk in. Now we wait for the allegations to see what is on the, which side is the side. So you're going to have support from both. You're going to have allegations against both. And then at the end of the day, there will be a resolution. And then at that point, I think it is fair. You can make your own assumption.
Absolutely. Once it's all said and done. Yeah, absolutely. But now I got really not much to add.
Right. Now you can assume, if we're going to have a little bit of fun to assume, because we talked about this yesterday a little bit towards the end. As Travis Kelce was on New Heights, obviously, as he is every week, dropping this little line.
Now that the season is over, what is next for the Big Yeti?
Man.
Trav, you want to tell us all of your personal endeavors?
Yeah, every season ends for me. I put my feet up and I just be a human.
Yeah.
Just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I've talked to a few people in the facility already, you know, having the exit meetings and everything, and they know where I stand, at least right now. And there's a lot of love for the game that's still there. And I don't think I'll ever lose that. It's a tough thing to navigate, but at the same time, if my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. So I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones has said that you're coming back. I thought this was already...
That's nice. That's why we love Chris. He's very optimistic.
I love it. So Chris Jones said you're coming back.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah, and I'm ready to punch you in the face for this question.
Okay.
Because I think you came up with this question.
I did, driving home yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to come over there and strangle you with my microphone cord.
Wouldn't be the first time. Or the last. Is this part of the anti-running it back, bringing Travis Kelce?
I'm out.
Okay.
See you later. Well, I think it's the conversation we've been having the whole time.
The enemy, we don't want it. Part of the running back. Kafka, we don't want it. Part of the running back. Cliff Kingsbury, a little bit of that because it's Mahomes, but never been here, but kind of bringing old vibes in. Travis Kelce, contract's over. Season didn't go that well.
That too, but also like growth. We've talked about wanting growth and needing new things and needing Mahomes to learn. And all three of us have said, well, if you get rid of his safety blanket, he'd actually have to expand his
reads.
This
may
be
the best year to do it, too, with, so, you know.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Yeah, I mean, I think it is. Yeah, I think it's connected. Yes, absolutely.
And I hate that because it's a great question. That's why I hate it so much, because I can answer it either way. Hey, you're welcome. And like, I don't look at it as running it back, because he was really your only productive weapon for the most part all year long. However, I do see it as running it back as well. And with the injury and where this team is and picking 9th and 6 and 11, and kind of the vibe is like we may have to pause it for a year before we get back to where we need to go. What a better time for Travis Kelce to walk away and Patrick Mahomes to grow a little bit than in a year where there's not a lot of pressure, where a lot of people think Super Bowl, right? And so you can go into next year with a fresh slate of everything. No Travis, no this, no that, no the other thing. Just go out there and start anew. So I can sit here and make a case for him coming back and a case for him not coming back. And I still think he's a productive player, but I also look at the other side like we've got to move on as an organization at some point.
And I bring this up because this is why we did this conversation this way. If the allegations are true for Rashee Rice, do you almost feel like you have to have Travis back?
That changes everything. I think it does.
Changes nothing.
Okay. Changes nothing for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, everything Bob, you said it. You've been the one saying there's no Super Bowl.
Good point, Matt. Yeah. Really good point. No. Really good point. No, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
If that's the truth, then we need to eat it. Let's eat it.
Just eat it for a year.
Take our lump. Yeah. Let's get back to it.
One
win eight or nine
two.
Games. Yeah, come on. Win 8 or 9 games. Maybe it's 10 or 11 because you have Patrick LeVon Mahomes the second. And then you get back to those 13-14 AFC West championships.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Arrowhead
Invitational. Yeah, you make a great point. You really do. I'm on your side.
Look at the kids showing up at the 7 o'clock hour, baby. Look at the kids.
He's never used to being up this early for the last 2 years.
But Max, awesome.
No, you're right. This is so heart versus head, as you talked about gambling. Mm, my heart is speaking a lot louder in this than my head is.
Listen to your heart.
It is wrong a lot.
Listen to your heart.
It is saying come back.
Ben Maller next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty, where Bob's Big Pretzel is outselling Ben's chicken tenders by a count of 3-1. Ben, welcome back for the new year. We're glad to see you.
It's good to be back another year with you guys, and that's fake news, Bob. That's why people don't trust the media. The Maller chicken fingers are iconic. Okay, people think, you know, obviously talk about barbecue, Kansas City, one of the meccas of barbecue, but I would argue the chicken fingers, we have had truck drivers from Boston drive to Kansas City to eat the Ben Maller chicken fingers. Do you understand? This is a national food dish. A national food dish, Bob, the Ben Maller chicken. Your pretzel, a great regional dish, but we have people from north, from the south, from the west, from the east that head to Kansas City for the chicken fingers.
I'm sure they do, because they are delicious. I will say that. And what's been delicious has been already the NFL offseason, man. This coaching carousel is in hot, hot swing right now. 6 openings, 7 teams want Harbaugh. I mean, it really is brilliant right now. What's your take on what we've seen so far with this coaching stuff?
Yeah, so that was the one that was like, why would they do that? Because there's no one obviously to replace Harbaugh. It's like, if you have somebody lined up, you're like, okay, that makes sense, because you have somebody that's at least as good. But it sounds like they're going to take somebody as a starter. My theory is that Lamar Jackson said something to Biscotti, the owner there, and that's why Harbaugh is gone. Like, they said he lost the locker room, but there's some comments people were parsing about things that John Harbaugh said about Lamar Jackson. I get the sense that that's what led to this. Otherwise, he'd still be the coach and all that. But that's the fun one. That's the fun. The other one, like, it's not fun to talk about Pete Carroll. That's not fun. All right? That's no good. The Atlanta Falcons with Raheem Morris going, no, that's boring. But the John Harbaugh's got some juice. That's got something to it. I love it. And now everyone's like, where's he going to end up, right? Where's he going to go? And I have it all planned out, Bob. I have it all planned. And Dusty, I have it all planned out. And I like the fact that I'm told he's not going to interview until next week with any teams. Smart move. Because on Wild Card Weekend, there will be upsets on Wild Card Weekend, and I've already circled, and I'm never wrong about these things, the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, okay? They're going to lose to Jacksonville this weekend. That job opens up. You go from Lamar Jackson, who stinks in the playoffs, to Josh Allen, who's usually, his numbers are much better than Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. Now, the only problem is you have to live in Buffalo. That's the only problem. But other than that, that's the job. That's the one I would go for if I'm John Harbaugh.
Gee, living in Buffalo, like living in Baltimore. Ben, I want to ask you this. So I think there could possibly still be 3 head coach vacancies in the NFL by the end of this season.
Okay.
I think the 3 vacancies are one that you had mentioned in Buffalo. And maybe okay. I'm wrong about the other two. I think Tomlin is still fired. I think this is fun to kind of use, like, Harbaugh as the scapegoat of, like, oh, man, 18 years. Like, we just don't keep coaches this long. 18 effing years, dude. 4 playoff wins since they won a Super Bowl. He did his longevity. And I think the other one that could happen still to this day, because I believe it, because who they are, I think Howie Roseman could get fired. I'm not sorry. Yeah. Nick Sirianni. I think Howie Roseman would still fire Nick Sirianni.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad one. If the Eagles lose, they're, what are they, 4.5-point favorites against the Niners. They lose that game. But you're also Miami, right? And here's a wild card for you. How about the Green Bay Packers? They don't usually do that kind of stuff, but the Packers, they usually don't trade for defensive players who they pay the most money to either, and Micah Parsons. So didn't they just change the president? They forced him to retire. So keep an eye on the Packers. They lose to the Bears. That's like 12 playoff losses for the Packers. One playoff loss to the Bears is worth 12 for every other team because of the rivalry.
Is it 12 wins for the Bears then? Because my take this whole week is that the Bears, if they win this game, they don't need to win another game the rest of the playoff. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, they're getting ready to move into the same neighborhood as Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Hot take, I know. But, dude, Chicago football has not seen a promise like this in a long time from the Bears at least.
Well, they just have – Caleb Williams can't go out and ride the vomit comet. Like, he's got to play decently. If he goes out there and just stinks all over the field and vomits up and down the field, that –
correct.
You know how this is going to go, guys, right? On Monday morning, is same old Bears. They're frauds. They played a soft schedule and all. They're trying to change their identity around. But they're mostly a running team. That's where they're good at, running the – they don't even a great passing team. So, the Bears are – that's an interesting one. That's going to be a fun one this weekend. They're all good. How about the fact, my fun fact of this morning here, the Carolina Panthers are so bad that they are, if the line holds, they'll be the biggest playoff home underdog in the history of the NFL.
Wow.
They're 10.5-point underdog, 10.5-point, some of the lines are different, but 10.5 points, which will be the biggest underdog ever if it ends that way in the history of the NFL playoffs.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio and start looking around these games this weekend, man. What do you like? Who do you think is coming out of this thing? Somebody asked me yesterday who's going to be in the Super Bowl. I'm like, I have no idea. This thing is so wide open with the Chiefs out of it.
Yeah. It is wacky. Well, I'm pretty sure that the Broncos are going to advance, and I believe the Seahawks will advance. I know that. I will get that is a stone cold lock this weekend. But I love it. We say the same thing every year. It's like the immense pressure of the playoffs and to see who gets exposed. Like Justin Herbert has been, he's been in the playoffs a couple times, been terrible for the Chargers. However, the New England Patriots have played nothing but tomato cans this season. Like, they set an NFL record this year, 13 wins in 14 games against teams with a losing record. And if you look at the numbers when they played teams that finished with a winning record, they're obviously not very good in those games. So they have to validate that. Like, it's at this point, if you said, hey, gun to your head or whatever, a knife to your throat, I would take the Rams in the NFC, although I still don't think they're going to cover that number against Carolina in that game. And then in the AFC, I'm leaning towards the Broncos, but mainly just because they don't have to play this weekend. Like, I don't think, and they're playing at home all the way through and all that. But at this point, that's where I'm leaning. I can find more flaws. My problem is, guys, I don't know if you're like me. I look at these teams, I see what's wrong with them. I don't necessarily focus on what's right with them. Like, I focus on, like, Seattle. Do I trust Sam Darnold? No, I don't trust Sam Darnold. The Texans have never won a road playoff game. That they've played many, and every team's got a lot of issues. That's the thing that stands out to me.
Do you like every road team in this playoff? Like, if you parlayed that on Benny and the Penny, you putting all the road teams up? Because there's only like two that really give you some question, right? Like, I know you mentioned the Houston Texans and winning, you know, whatever, and Mike Tomlin on Monday Night Football for some reason. It's like a god, especially at home. But you look at all the road teams, Buffalo at Jacksonville, maybe a concerning one there. Chargers at New England, we'll find out really, you know, what happens there. And then the other one that's kind of suspect would be the 49ers in Philadelphia. But I love the 49ers this weekend. I really do. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. I can't explain it. I just think that Philadelphia is a balloon waiting to pop, and I think that needle is Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I don't trust the Eagles' offense. The only thing that scares me about that game is the Niners' defense. Like, they played well at times, but they're still – Nick Bosa's not playing. Fred Warner, those guys have been out either all year or most of the year, so they're not walking through that door. And you saw, like, when the Niners played the Colts, their defense looked pretty good. And then this last game against Seattle, they just got smoked by the Seattle Seahawks for most of that game. So I'm not – like, the Eagles are so inept on offense. It would be shocking if that game doesn't come down to a field goal either way at the end. Like, that much I'm sure. And if the line's 4.5 or whatever, not that this is a gambling show, right, Dusty? But I would lean that direction.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Go ahead, Dusty.
No, yeah, you're good. I just want to make sure. Like, I but you don't trust the Chargers in New England at all. You think that game's a wrap?
No, I don't trust the Chargers because they have very suspect offensive line, and I've seen Justin Herbert playing two plays. Remember, he was in that Jacksonville game. They blew the, was it 24 or something point lead in that
same
game? And then last year against Houston, how many intercepted? Four intercepted. I don't trust the guy. Tightens up until proven otherwise. He tightens up in these playoff games, and it's going to be cold. Wet dome, West Coast team, all that stuff. If you buy into that, the weather.
Yeah, no, that does factor in, Ben Maller, as we talk with him here on a Thursday morning. And, you know, Dusty brought up something that got me thinking more about this Harbaugh thing and how he's not going to interview. And he's talking about Sirianni, and I'm thinking, man, is the reason he's not interviewing because the Eagles already called him and said, if we lose this weekend, Sirianni's fired and we want you? Do you think, like, that's happening behind the scenes?
Oh, that would be great. I would love that. And that's, you know, geographically desirable, right?
He was there, too, you know?
Yeah. Years ago, they could do the whole sentimental thing, bring him back to Philadelphia. I was an Andy Reid guy back in the day and all that. So I like that. But if you're John Harbaugh and you can pick any job, like, from what I understand, I don't know the guy, but I know people that know him. And he's like, he knows, like most of these guys, you got to go to a place that has good ownership. And every job that's open right now has bad ownership other than Baltimore, which just got rid of you. So therefore, by the process of elimination, you got to go somewhere that's got stable ownership. Philadelphia is pretty good. So, yeah, that would be – I'd love that.
Can I interest you in a Rodney Dangerfield back to school?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. What? That was definitely him off the high dive, by the way. That was not a fill-in actor. That was Rodney.
No, that's not Hollywood magic.
No, not at all. Come on now. No, but seriously. Better storyline, or what is your favorite storyline with the Final Four teams in the college football playoff? Because I'll give them to you really quick, because I know we're running against time. Ole Miss, the obvious, right, in spite of Kiffin. Miami, we shouldn't have been in. Look at us. Indiana, Kirk, I like to have a Cignetti after sex look. And then you have Oregon. Can they finally win a national championship?
No, for me, there's only one. It's Indiana. Like, that blows me. My entire childhood, I remember how bad the Indiana Hoosiers were. It's like, well, that's a basketball school. They don't even have a football team. But they have a football team. No, they're no good. They suck. And every once in a while, they get a player that would go to the NFL. It's like, how did that guy come out of Indiana and make the NFL? The fact that they are as good as they are right now, Dusty, blows me away. It's like, remember when Rutgers, a couple years ago, they had a good team for 2 or 3 years? I was like, Rutgers! What? I look at Indiana the same way. And I don't, like, I want to see the players at Ole Miss win. However, I feel like the landscape here, it's the Wild West in college football. Like, if they win, half those guys are going to transfer to LSU anyway. So, like, what's the, you know what I'm saying? And Lane Kiffin's going to make more money and all that. So, for me, it's the Indiana Hoosiers by a country mile.
Yeah, the Indiana one is, I think, the fun story of this whole thing, because they're what the NIL is all about and why we should be embracing the NIL, because you took a football program that was left for dead, and now Mark Cuban's funneling, you know, $100 billion into this program. That's why the NIL is good, because you can take these dormant programs and turn them around instantaneously.
Yeah, I completely agree. All you need is like one or two rich alumni people that have deep pockets, and you're a made man. The Kansas Jayhawks, Bob, they will be on top of college football. Like back in the day when they had you-know-who, and they were in the Orange Bowl years ago. They'll be back.
Yeah, years ago when they were that, and years ago with your Rutgers take, like that was in the early aughts, I think, when the Rutgers
was it really? Oh my God!
It was definitely pre-COVID, Ben.
I know it was pre-COVID, but yeah. I don't know when that. It all is one giant ball. Time. What is time, Bob? Can you explain time to me? I don't understand time. I don't know. We're all getting older, but I don't understand it.
Well, we'll explain that in our next episode, Ben. We appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the 5 days of football that are coming at you tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Ben Maller brought to you by The Landing in Liberty here on 96.5 The Fan, where Bob's Big Pretzel outsells Ben's chicken tenders by a count of 3-1.
One word.
First name is Blake. And he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
He plays for Mizzou. Who won last night?
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
You mentioned it. Missouri got that win for the first time in Rupp Arena
Mizzou. M-I-Z-Z-O-U. That's a huge win for Denny Gaines,
huge
baby.
Huge win, 73-68. At Kentucky. Baby. One word on the
NIL.
Tigers.
NIL.
That's it, NIL.
Yeah, college sports, man. Throw it all out. Nothing matters anymore. The history doesn't matter. All of that stuff. Oh, this team's supposed to be, they're supposed to be good. Nah, none of it matters anymore, man. We got Indiana as one of the best teams in college football, and we got BYU and Nebraska as your top teams in college basketball. So,
well, not top teams, but in the top 10.
Yeah, undefeated Nebraska, BYU's, you know, crushing people and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. So, NIL, man, that's where it is.
Oh, such a good win last night for the Mizzou Tigers. Screw that, you know, Kentucky. That's, you want to talk about NIL? Look at Kentucky's roster, right? Yeah. Anybody and everybody can go there. Missouri. Transfer portals, what made them get better.
Yeah.
My one word would be history. That's the first win they've ever had in Rupp Arena. Take that, Wildcats. Not K-State Wildcats. Kentucky Wildcats. I've never liked the Kentucky Wildcats,
except
for whenever Ashley Judd was there in the crowd.
Is she not there anymore?
She could be.
It's not cool to be there anymore, right? Yeah, that winning a lot of games. Yep.
Diggy V and her kind of had that rapport.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, like, you know, they retired together. That kind of. But, yeah, historic. That was a good. They beat Florida at home. And then went on the road to Kentucky and won. You're off to a good start, Tigers. You're off to a good... Keep it going. Come on, Denny. Gates.
We'll go to some happy news to some not-so-happy news, or happy allegations, I should say. Rashee Rice yesterday, some news came out yesterday of a girl that he formerly dated or is dating. We really don't know anything, but she posted pictures, and she's alleging that there was domestic abuse there. One word on these Rashee Rice allegations.
Concerning, but also we got to wait and see how this whole thing plays out. Yeah, you got to be a little concerned about something like that, obviously, but we also still need to let everything play out. You know as much as I do on this situation.
Worrisome. That's all I have.
Yeah. a situation that I do not know as much as you do, Bob. The Royals Stadium news. You went through it today. Give a quick synopsis, and then we'll do one word. I could do it, but I don't want to butcher it.
I'll just do one word, and I'll direct everybody back to the podcast. At 6:15, I laid the entire thing out about the Royals. It's very in-depth. It's very intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's very eye-opening. Everything that I laid out about the Royals, you can get on the podcast. At about 6:20 this morning, we talked about it. Do yourself a favor and go back and listen to it.
Yep.
The one word I will use, mess. Mess. Not because of Jackson County or Johnson County or Clay County. It's a mess because the Royals have let it get to this mess.
My one word would be downtown. If that's where it goes, I'm all for that, but it is a messy situation that never should have been.
Right.
Like, I feel like I've been doing this now for a little over 2 years in this time slot, and I feel like we were talking about it when I was still doing after hours for 2 years in that time slot.
Well, the vote was in April or February of 2024. So that, you're right. It has been, 2 years or whatever that we've been kind of talking about this thing. But Clay County yesterday says, we're done negotiating with the Royals. Johnson County and Kansas, we're out. So now, I mean, the only team, the part of the city that's talking to you now is Casey Moe, and the residents voted 60-40 that they didn't want that plan last time around. And so they're going to try to circumvent the voters and put the ballpark in a 9-acre park when they have a deal done in Kansas for 270 acres. I don't care where they go. My concern is the financial viability. And in baseball, having that area that you can develop the bars and restaurants 365 days a year makes your ball club better. Atlanta generated $75 million last year from the Battery alone. That's free money from the bars, restaurants, apartments, hotels, all that stuff that they own that they generate money off of. $75 million that goes right to their team. They haven't even sold a ticket, played a game, threw a pitch, poured a beer, popped a popcorn, hot dog, any of that kind of stuff. $75 million. They're plus 75 when everybody else starts the year zero. Atlanta walks into the deal, plus $75
million. $75 million, that's nothing to Mark Cuban.
If
who apparently is
$75 million and went to Indiana.
Mark Cuban donating to the Hoosiers. On this report, there's a quote from someone. Let's just say they're happier this year than they were last year.
Yeah, that tells you Mark Cuban wrote a big check.
Yes.
I like it a lot. Fun.
Hey, your salary just went up 20%. You seem a lot more happier this year than you did last year.
I wish.
okay.
So, yeah, good. I like it.
Okay, great.
Cubotics, I guess is what you could call that, man. Like, he's all in. Donors are all in. Right? 60 million bones went to Mizzou University randomly from a donor. I think there's a former Mizzou grad that owns like 3 or 4 professional teams that maybe could have been that guy. I don't know. But yeah, good. That is what I'd say, man. Let's keep having this different opportunity every year than seeing Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama always in, the finals. We might, this is crazy. You could possibly have Indiana versus Ole Miss as your national championship game.
That'd be 100%.
Great. Would you not love it?
It'd be great. It'd be awesome.
That's a couple of the old heads might not like it, like Nick Saban.
Lane Kiffin.
But Lane Kiffin gets paid.
He's got to be there live if they're there.
Oh, no chance.
Gotta be.
He is burrowed deep beneath something. He is hiding.
Because it's a neutral site.
It is.
He doesn't have any restrictions if he should or shouldn't be. Should be there.
Him, his daughter, Whit Weeks.
What would you do if he showed up wearing Ole Miss gear?
I mean, what'd you do when you saw Roy Williams wearing a Kansas sweatshirt?
I'd give him a point.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Man, maybe not. I don't know. Is it a different circumstance with Lane Kiffin than it was with Roy Williams? Because Roy was like, he went home, right? He went to take over his mentor.
But Roy said he wouldn't leave these kids.
He said that 3 years prior.
Okay.
I think it's different, Lane's track record.
Yeah, right.
Roy had a team. Like, he could have stayed.
Yeah.
And, like, he went to a team where none of those guys were his kids. They were all Matt Doherty's kids.
Uh-huh.
And he had all these guys here. But, I mean, look.
I mean, Dean Smith calls you and says it's time to come home. How do you not, right? It wasn't like some legend. Like, it wasn't like.
What if Boomer Esiason called you and said, come be my co-host?
I'd go with him. Yeah, there'd be no question.
Yeah, you're going to leave these kids?
Yeah. You guys are old enough now. You're capable. I'm ready to push you out the nest. Yeah.
real quick, Jared Allen claims that he actually owns the sack title, not Myles Garrett, who got the 23rd. Jared Allen had some audio. I don't want to play. We don't got time. But basically, he said, they took it away from me back in the day. They counted a team sack instead of a player sack when he should have had it. And from the videos and from his quotes, actually, is pretty crazy what happened. One word on his story, his rendition of what happened.
Two words. Move on, man. Don't be Mark Astana.
Yeah.
They took my record, man.
Like, that's you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, relevant would be for me because I was watching that Myles Garrett on that situation on Red Zone, and I had forgotten that TJ Watt did the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, and that was just like 2 years ago.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, yeah, TJ Watt. That's right. We forgot about TJ Watt. So we're going to forget about Jared Allen. People are going to forget that Andy Reid was a coach of Philadelphia. People are going to forget that John Harbaugh was a coach of Baltimore.
I guarantee you this is the year that we draft the player. Somebody drafts a player. They have no idea that Andy Reid was the Eagles coach. This is the year.
Mm. Coming up, we'll do a different variation of Smash or Pass. We'll do sports Smash or Pass here on 96.5 The Fan. You want to be caller number 9. That's the Chiefs draft pick number 9. On Smash or Pass, which is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th in Metcalf, and also Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at Shawnee Mission Ford. If you know, you know. We'll talk to you on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Smash. This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Back 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Mac, and Dusty with you on this Thursday morning. It's a soaker out there. I don't know if that's how you would describe the rain coming down today.
Depending on what part of the country you're in, Dusty, that could be a term. Like, remember when we were at Denny's wedding and we talked about
balling?
Yes, soaking is a different term depending on where you are.
I've been pounded this week.
Anyways, I'm gonna keep it non-after hours here. We'll keep it at Fesco and Dusty at 7 o'clock in the morning. You hear this sound.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! That's right. Caller number 9. Tell Mac that he's awesome. Tell him that you think his laugh is amazing.
Mac's awesome.
And the Tennessee's just an okay team. I kid on that one. Smash or Pass. It's not food today, guys.
Okay.
Mixing some things up.
Love it.
It's sports-related. Like Smash
it.
Or Pass.
Like
you
it.
Like it? You
yeah.
like that?
Heck yeah.
You like that? Yeah, I like that. Drafting a running back at number 9 overall. Smash.
I'm going to pass. I'll pass on that. I think there's bigger needs that you're going to need to fill now on this team. I think there's so many good defensive players in this draft right now, so I would pass on that. I like defensive line.
Yeah, I completely agree. Pass on that. With as much as you need to spend your money where the money is not asked for as much. In running back, you can get a good running back with paying $10 million. You want a good wide receiver, 25, 30.
I think it's more prudent, and that's a great point by you, to go out and sign. Like, I'm not a free agent guy, but signing a running back in free agency, to me, is a better use of resources than a first-round draft pick.
100%. Agreed.
Smash or pass, Tate falling to number 9 at wide receiver.
Pass? No, smash.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, smash, yeah.
Yeah, I'll
but smash. I was going to say pass because I've seen him go in the top 5 in almost every mock draft.
But Jim would have that jersey tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I would smash that. Yeah, if he's there, absolutely. This is becoming a bigger and bigger need.
Somebody's going to fall.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's there, absolutely, right? But I don't know that he's going to fall to number 9.
Moving along, how about our guy tonight? We'll watch play defensive line for those Miami Hurricanes, the U. Seven Floor Crew. I don't know if you ever heard that song on YouTube from the old Miami Hurricanes back in the early 2000s with G-Reg.
Have you heard Ram It by the Rams in the late 80s?
Did you hear that new Packers song by that guy that sang it in the wheat fields?
I did.
Cringe.
Look up Ram It on YouTube. We used to play it all the time back in the day. Oh, it's brilliant. It's a great song. It was their theme song.
Mr. Bane, the big fella.
Conrad Bane from Different Strokes?
Nope. Bane, the defensive lineman from Miami, who has been seen in some mock drafts going number 9 to the Kansas City Chiefs. So smash or pass Bane at number 9.
Smash, yeah. It's a position of need. It's a good football player. Yeah.
Hey, the thing, he could be good, but his arms are a little short. You call him T-Rex in high school.
I don't care. I really don't.
Binkley texted me this morning. His arms are 5.5 inches shorter than Myles Garrett, and they're smaller than Gelati.
Well, then by all means, this guy should go sell insurance then.
You know what? My arms aren't as big as Arnold Schwarzenegger's. You know?
I'm trying to get there. I read Arnold's email every day.
Nice.
I'm not getting there, but I'm closer. But no, smash that, but pass on all this draft stuff, man. Okay. Like, it's just over an analysis of nothing.
It's one of the top three biggest sporting events of the entire sports. According to some. Mm-hmm.
Yes, smash Bane, for sure.
Yeah. Smash or pass. Ole Miss winning tonight over Miami as they are 3.5-point underdogs plus 124 on the money line.
They sent out yesterday a map of the United States and what states are rooting for what team, right?
Ooh, okay.
The entire country is rooting for Indiana. There are two states rooting for Old Mississippi. There is one state rooting for Miami. And I think there's like 3 or 4 states rooting for Oregon, right? A couple out west and whatnot. I would think if you just did tonight's game, that map would be probably 49 states for Ole Mississippi and 1 for Miami.
Heck yeah.
So I am going to smash Ole Miss winning tonight. Because I think that's what we want to see, right? I feel like I speak for the collective we in the United States at times. Don't you want to see Ole Miss win this thing?
Heck,
and
yes.
Continue to do it in spite of Lane Kiffin?
Hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, yeah, there we go. Absolutely. Let's go.
Allowed to do that being a Tennessee grad?
Since I have Hannah, she would approve. So maybe
you guys should make hot toddies tonight.
That'd be great. Love that. Smash.
Smash.
Smash a hot toddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little whiskey, a little honey, a little tea.
Smash.
Maybe throw in a little dash of bitters. That's kind of like a hot old-fashioned. That, if you look up on Urban Dictionary, has a different meaning. After hours. Indiana losing. Smash or pass?
Pass. I want Indiana Ole Mississippi playing for the national championship.
I love both Indiana and Oregon. I love Dan Lanning. I love Sig. I love both stories. I'm cool either way. But, yeah, I'll pass, I guess.
Because this kind of seems the same way. Mm. Buffalo Bills beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. Smash or pass? Because that's also a football team. Now, granted, they have been to Super Bowls and they've had winning seasons, but they have lived an entire lifespan of always ending in disappointment, and now they might have their ray of light.
I'd like to keep that going, so I will.
But you're okay with Indiana winning.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, okay. I will pass on Buffalo beating Jacksonville. I want Jacksonville to win that game. I kind of want to see the meltdown in Buffalo.
Yeah, I can see that. I'll smash the Bills, though, because, again, I'll just stay consistent with the take. I think Tom Brady had his Peyton Manning. Mahomes needs Allen to be that. And we can't keep going, oh, he's 4-0 against him. Yeah, well, he doesn't have any hardware. It doesn't really mean a lot. Josh Allen winning means good is good for Patrick Mahomes' legacy. I'll smash it.
Love that. How about smash or pass Philly losing to San Francisco as they are 4.5-point favorites?
Yeah, I'll smash Philly losing. Smash. Yeah, I want San Francisco to win that game. Get bent.
Do you think if Philly loses, Sirianni's fired?
Look, man.
That's your out, right? You don't know if you're going to – you don't want to put up with his antics again next year.
Yeah,
we saw how the players react to him. If you lose, you're like, hey, man. And we know Roseman. I mean
– do you think the Eagles were that 7th team that called Harbaugh, the mystery team?
They said it was Miami.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
I did see that report. I didn't know if that was the specific 7th team.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. It was Miami. Because clearly it wasn't Tampa. They're keeping Todd.
But I know there are 2 or 3 playoff teams that have – called him as well. I mean, like Harbaugh is definitely waiting.
If you're any team for the most part other than Kansas City, Pittsburgh at this point in time, you're not calling Harbaugh. Everybody else should be. Whether you have a coach or not, he's better than the guy you have.
Former Chiefs offense coordinator Matt Nagy is having meetings with the Arizona Cardinals today and the Las Vegas Raiders today. Smash or pass Nagy to Vegas?
I would tell him to pass on that one. That is a dysfunctional situation. No coach is successful there. And it's not about the coach in Las Vegas at all. It's about the infrastructure and the ownership. Ownership's a disaster.
would you tell him to pass on every job then? Because that's going to be the case.
I would tell him to take the Tennessee job because I think they have a quarterback. They obviously have a GM that he's comfortable with there.
Okay.
That one I would say is different because you have that relationship there. Arizona's a death trap. And Tennessee has won. Like, they've had history of success, right? The Raiders have not. Mac, in your lifetime, the Raiders have never had success.
Nope.
And when I was your age...
They were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
When I was your age, I remember looking at the Raiders going, damn, they've had a lot of success. And then 20 years has gone by and they've had nothing.
Literally nothing.
They're a dead stick as a franchise. So are the Arizona Cardinals.
Keeping it in Las Vegas, John Harbaugh to Las Vegas.
I would tell him, no, you get better opportunity than Vegas.
I'll first be the overall, Chiefs fan here.
First
overall pick. Most cap space in the NFL.
Yeah, first or second. Titans are up there, too.
Yeah, it's also Mark Davis. Fair. Yeah, pass.
Fair. Yeah, as the Chiefs fan, just pass. I do not. Are you kidding me? Both Harbaugh's, Sean Payton, and Andy Reid? Just come on. Give me a break.
Final smash or pass. Two more head coaches get fired in the NFL.
I think I'm going to pass on that one.
I'm just trying to think about who they'd be. Like, I could see Sean McDermott getting out if they lose that game, so there's one.
Sirianni.
Yeah, that's fair.
What about the guy, LaFleur, up there in Green Bay?
Gosh, I think that'd be so dumb of Green Bay. I really do.
Doesn't mean they won't do it. We see a lot of dumb things.
I'll pass. I don't think it happens.
Like having an offer and, you know, still trying to date around.
What if Tomlin gets absolutely blanked by Houston at home against Pittsburgh?
Did you see the Tony Dungy stuff yesterday?
I can't believe you were watching Tony Dungy
stuff. I wasn't. I read a quote. That he said he said he met with the owner of Pittsburgh for like a half hour yesterday. He goes, yeah, Tony Dungy's going nowhere. Or not Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin's going
nowhere.
Mike
Tomlin, okay.
Yeah. Real quickly before we get into the sounder to give somebody a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, if Caleb Williams makes the NFC Championship game, is he better than Jaden Daniels?
Right now, yeah.
Well, today, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, today, sure.
We'll see in year three, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yesterday.
Does he pop into the top 10 if he gets the NFC Championship game?
I think he's right in that range, probably right outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Depends on how he plays.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of context.
If they win games 13-9 and he does nothing and the defense carries him, then no. You know, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to give up more than 13 points. That is an atrocious
defense.
I get you. If he's not the part of it.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Coming up next, we'll talk Caleb Williams. We'll talk Bears. We'll talk everything. Playoffs. We'll talk to Miss Kelly Stewart on Wager Talk here on 96.5 The Fan. That was Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now live with two locations, 95th and all, 135th at Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. As Kelly Stewart joins us to talk all things playoffs and how to bet on them here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.